Let's bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at this tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat. Happy New Year ahead of time.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy, healthy, safe one. And things are not changing. They will just continue on the mild side, on the wet side. I don't think you have too much to worry about as far as slipping and sliding. So, cloudy with spotty drizzle today, especially this morning. We're going to be in the mid and upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, for New Year's Eve, cloudy. Rain comes in after midnight. Our midnight temperature will be about 47 degrees. Then on Saturday, periods of rain, 50 to 55. Sunday, periods of rain or showers, 45 to 50. And then on Monday, cloudy, windy, colder. We'll be in probably low 30s, maybe a couple of flurries, no big deal. And by Tuesday, you'll be right back to 40 or the low 40s. So it's a very short-lived cold snap, and really, we're not experiencing anything like they're experiencing from the North Central Plains out into the Rockies. In fact, did you hear about Kodiak Island, Alaska?
Which report? How warm it was?
Yes.
Yeah, what was it, 57 degrees?
67.
Wow, 67 degrees.
67 degrees in Kodiak, Alaska, the warmest temperature Alaska has ever recorded. Of course, not for the year. Yeah. I'm talking about for the month of December. Never been that warm in Alaska. So when you have real warm air like that in Alaska, you know one thing, that the cold air that was over Alaska emptied out, and it sure did. It's over portions of Canada and the northern plains, the northern Rockies, and even in the Pacific Northwest. That's where it is, and we just get little pieces of it because the jet stream is still not in a position to bring in bitterly cold Arctic air. And I don't think things are going to change all that much as we go into the month of January.
Well, sooner or later it'll change.
Yeah. I mean, occasionally there'll be, I hate to use the word breakthroughs, but occasionally there'll be a breakthrough, you know, where we get a couple of days of really, really cold weather. But I think if you're looking for a persistent or a consistent kind of wintry pattern, you have to wait until later in February.
Well, yeah, they had to postpone the ski jump camp, which was going to be this coming weekend. They're going to try to run it on the weekend of the 15th. We'll see what happens.
They may have better luck by then.
Well, it doesn't have to. We don't have to have great weather. They just have to have a lot of nights where the temperature gets down to freezing, and they can make the snow for that. That is right. You know, that they can do. But it's still, it involves more work than really you really want to do.
Yeah, it's really a shame because right now New England is not doing well as far as snow is concerned. Just not.
You know,
northern areas just not. They got the snow guns going and trying to work it. But when you look at temperatures like this tonight, you know, if it's in the mid 40s here, you know, in the ski areas, it's going to be at least in the upper 30s. So, you know, it's not conducive for making snow.
Well, they're banging away at it. What more can they do? What more can they do?
They can't do too much more. I mean, remember, folks, Colorado had a snow drought up until a couple of weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. Now you got Boulder with fires galore because of the strong winds. And today, even though they're expecting snow, they think it's going to be a little too late. It's not going to be a heavy snow either, but they're expecting snow. So really bizarre weather and all indication of global warming. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's the way it is.
That's it. So so it should be a relatively quiet night for me. I have my friends that live one town over. They're just coming over. So we'll eat. Probably chew the fat, wait for the ball to drop, have dessert, and call it a night.
Well, what I'm going to do, I finished watching, it took me 1 week, I watched all 7 years of the 100.
Oh, my goodness.
It took me took me a little over 8 days. It took me. So I can't do that tonight. But one thing I'll say about the 100, if you're a science fiction fan, it really is a great seven seasons. They bring a lot of characters through. And you know something's produced and written well when you become attached to the characters. Characters you like might develop into characters that are bad people. Characters that are bad people develop into great characters. Who lives, who dies. And I watched the final episode last night. And it really was a very good seven-year run. So tonight I have, I always buy those little milk carton containers of eggnog. You know, back when you went to school, they had those small milk containers.
Right.
That you drank. I've got one of those left, and I'll have that tonight because I have eggnog on Christmas Eve and I have eggnog on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And it's the non-alcoholic eggnog.
I was just going to say, do you put a little spice in that?
Nope. I just keep it nice and cold. It's nice. And I'll sit, and then at 12 midnight, the automatic timer will shut off the Christmas tree for another season. Because the tree goes up Thanksgiving morning and is turned on.
It comes down New Year's morning.
I take it down New Year's morning, and so at 12:01, it will automatically go off, and that's it for another year. And I think that I'm going to get next year a real tree. I'm going to retire this tree after 11 years of service. I think I paid $89 for it. So it's like $8 a year. You can't beat that.
That's pretty cheap. As you know, we have the real tree. I sent you a picture. And this is week four. Knock on wood. Week four. And it has not drooped.
Now, a lot of religious people leave it up to the 15th.
Yeah, the 6th is Little Christmas,
mm-hmm.
when the three kings arrived at the stable. So they usually, a lot of people leave it up till then. But I was just, I was hoping that the tree would just make it till to New Year's, and it has. And I'll tell you, it is just in beautiful shape. The branches are still pointing upward. They have not dropped. So as far as I'm concerned, it was $99. Was worth every penny.
All right. Now, are you going to watch any streaming events before the big ball drop?
I don't know. I don't know if we will, because sometimes we just sit around the table after eating and talking and the whole bit. One thing is for sure. I will only tune in to one of the stations when the ball's about to drop, like a few minutes before. Because I am not going to be watching the so-called Dick Clark's New Year's Eve, which is now what? Ryan Seacrest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
I miss Guy Lombardo.
I remember that was a kid. Guy Lombardo used to be on, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They could get an orchestra, but nobody knows of it. But that would be a nice idea, too. Say New Year's Eve at the something-something ballroom and have a live orchestra, for at least an hour, starting at 11 o'clock, and having people there dancing and eating and going from there. I mean, let's face it, you don't need, and you could probably get a lot of Broadway actors to come on there. You could get three of them to do the Andrews Sisters, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, you know what I mean? And things like that. But that, will that appeal to the young ones? No. It's going to appeal to the older people, like us. Who spends all the money? The young ones. Who do they appeal to? The young ones.
If I was going to watch one this year, it would be the CNN one, because it's live. And Fox does a few minutes live. But a lot of these shows are pre-taped nowadays. They pre-tape them. They show them on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Yeah. So I would probably watch the if I was going to watch one, I'd watch the CNN one.
But you probably will watch it.
Oh no! Stay, even though it's a Friday night, and I can sleep a little later on Saturday, I'm not going to stay up till 12 midnight.
I don't blame you.
My body won't allow it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Well, I want to wish you, all of our listeners, a very happy, healthy, safe New Year, and I will be here bright and early Monday morning.
January 3rd.
That's it.
Pat, to you and your family and friends and all your affiliates across the nation, a happy New Year to you. Enjoy the day with your friends. Enjoy your food tonight, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.